Hello, polling politics fans. Producer Nick here. I realise that I'm the last voice you were hoping to hear from after, I guess, Marie and Joe. Anyhow, this is a brief notice to say we're hoping to produce more polling politics episodes in the future. You'll have noticed through the 40 episodes we have produced thus far that we've been largely supported by bookmakers, and I think that's an industry that has suffered particularly hard from COVID. So we're sort of working out what the funding mechanism would be going forward. Anyhow, this is sadly, regrettably, self-effacingly not another episode of Polling Politics, but I thought I would use the fact that I own the intellectual property to this feed to promote another show that I've been working on, which is a documentary called The Town That Didn't Stare. And I'd be very grateful if you would listen to the trailer. And if you think it sounds not terrible, go ahead and subscribe on whatever podcast provider you normally use. Anyhow, we will try and be back with proper polling politics, the thing that you actually want to be listening to, as soon as possible. Poddo. People talk a lot about East Grinstead. Some say that pulsing, subterranean currents of energy swirl beneath the trees and gorse of its forests. Some say that the pre-Reformation church is a beacon for occult spirits. Some say that Anne Boleyn stayed there and now haunts the town, along with the spirits of three Protestant martyrs burned alive on the high street. Some say that during the Second World War, audacious and revolutionary medical practices transformed the entire town's psyche. Some say the Prime Meridian runs clean through the town and strange magnetic forces govern that invisible line. Some say it was a late pagan outcrop and shadowy figures still practice ancient rites out at stone circles. People talk a lot about East Grinstead. A lot of history, a lot of mythology, a lot of bullshit. But one thing that no one denies is that the town has become a safe haven for alternative belief systems. The Scientologists are there, as are the Mormons, Opus Dei, Rosicrucianism, Anthroposophism, and yes, the pagans. This is the town that didn't stare.
I've seen some things that no one should see. I've seen people dumped in sewage. You know, I've been locked in a room for 6 hours till I confess. There's massive amounts of emotional trauma that come with it and take a lot of processing.
And then she caught fire from the bottom of her dress going to her head, and then it whizzed off in a little white ball and then disappeared.
Because you've got that fascinating mix of respectable Protestantism and then that sort of brutal paganism which somehow seems to still be underneath.
They pose a threat. I mean, there were riots in East Grinstead against these nuns.
And if you get in too deep with them, you can be in trouble. They'll send people after you, and that's some bad shit that can go down.
The person who was elected the secretary had no fingers, so he couldn't write any notes. And the treasurer was elected because he had no legs and therefore couldn't run off with the money.
The Town That Didn't Stare is a six-part podcast documentary available on all good podcast platforms. You can find out more about the show on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. Just go to @thetownpod or visit www.thetownpod.com for episode notes and more information. The Town That Didn't Stare is a Poddo podcast. For more information, visit podopods.com.